In our gospel today, we get a beautiful window into the heart of Jesus. This is one of the only times in Matthew's gospel where we get to hear a prayer of Jesus directly to the Father. And Jesus is simply delighting in the Father's will that he has chosen to reveal himself through Jesus to the little ones rather than the wise and the learned. And he is also praising his Father for simply knowing him and being known by him. Because for God, to know and to love are the same thing. And in this prayer of Jesus, we see a theme which runs throughout our readings today: humility. And humility is one of those virtues which is often misunderstood. Our culture doesn't really see humility as a virtue at all anymore. But oftentimes people think humility is simply thinking less of yourself. That to be humble, you have to not acknowledge or disregard what you have. How often have you heard when someone is being complimented and they try to downplay it, the person just say, "Oh, stop it, you're just being humble." Well, that's not what humility truly is. Humility is loving yourself based on a true appreciation of who you are with respect to God and your neighbor. It's not seeing yourself as greater than you actually are, but it's also not seeing yourself as less than you are. It's recognizing that you are a beloved son or daughter of the Father who has been given many gifts and blessings. And we fail to be humble when we start thinking that I earned this or I deserve that. We call this pride, and I'm sure you're all as familiar with it as I am. But we also fail to be humble when we don't recognize what we have, what we've been given. This is equally as wrong as pride. When we don't recognize our true identity, our true dignity as a son or daughter of the Father, and that he has given us an abundance of blessings and gifts. Ultimately, humility is about accepting the love of the Father. And we can reject the love of the Father by saying that what I am, what I have is not from him, or by saying that I don't have anything to give thanks for at all. This is where Jesus shows us perfect humility. Because even though Jesus is God, he acknowledges that everything he has, his very being, is from the Father. And Jesus desires to help us to grow in humility, to be humble, to help us experience this love of the Father which he abides in. And that is why he says in our gospel today, "Come to me, all you who labor and are burdened, and I will give you rest." Jesus simply wants us to rest in the love of God. He continues, though, and says, "Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am meek and humble of heart, and you will find rest for yourselves, for my yoke is easy and my burden light." And as you may know, a yoke was a farming implement, a kind of harness that would be placed on an animal's shoulder so that it can haul something, like a plow. And oftentimes a yoke would be made such that you could harness two animals together so that they could work together and be more efficient. And when a farmer would do this, often he would put an older, more experienced animal together with a younger, less experienced animal so that the younger can learn from the older one as they're working together. And I believe this is what Jesus is referencing in the gospel. Jesus is inviting us to be yoked to him, to learn from him. Because just as Jesus is always perfectly abiding in the love of the Father, so too does he want us to recognize our dignity, to be truly humble, to abide in the love of the Father. Because even if the Father is calling us to difficult work, when we abide with him, when we do his will, we find true rest. One practical way we can live out humility is through praying throughout the day. It's so easy for us to compartmentalize our lives. Even for me as a priest, it's so easy to make my prayer time, my relationship with the Lord, simply a box that needs to be checked every day. That, yep, I got my prayers done in the morning, okay, what's next on the calendar? But Jesus desires so much more than this. Jesus desires to be with us, to be yoked to us in everything we do, at every moment of our day. And we know, of course, that whether we like it or not, Jesus is always with us. God is always present to us. But when we don't recognize that his presence, when we don't invite him into our life, is where we start to struggle with humility, where we start to lose base on our true identity and what we've been given. Don't get me wrong, we're of course also called to have set aside times for prayer every day. And this is the foundation in which we build our day such that we can do his will. But Jesus desires to be in every moment of our day, no matter what we do. Nothing we do is not important to the Lord. Whether we're at work, whether we're doing laundry, cooking, whatever it is, God wants to be with us. God doesn't want to be just a part of our day. He wants us to rest in his love at all times. And the best example we have of someone doing this is our mother Mary. Mary is a perfect example of someone who recognized that everything she had came from God, and she always remained with her son Jesus. We hear this best when she visited her cousin Elizabeth, who greeted her by saying, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb." And Mary simply replies by praising God. She said, "My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Savior. For he has looked with favor on his lowly servant. From this day all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name." And this prayer is so profound, it's so humble, because Mary doesn't downplay at all the amazing gift that the Lord has given her, the gift of being the mother of God, the gift of being free of sin. No, she recognizes that she's been given a gift greater than any other human being. And yet she immediately turns that back to the Lord, praising God for his amazing generosity. This is a prayer that priests and religious pray every day at evening prayer because it reminds us to be truly humble. It reminds us that everything we do is not out of our own abilities, it's not out of our own strength, but that everything we do is a gift from the Lord. That everything we do is rooted in our identity as a son or daughter of the Father. And Mary was able to have this disposition because she saw everything as a pure gift from the Father who loved her. And she lived every moment present with the Lord and to her son Jesus. So brothers and sisters, let us seek to be humble, to rest in the Father's love by taking Jesus' yoke upon our own shoulders and learning from him.